Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Today, I'm going to be talking about God's will and how being in God's will and doing God's will can help with so many issues that we have. And I want you to see the connection between doing God's will and health and happiness and peace of mind, and not doing God's will and being influenced and affected negatively by people and things. I would like to begin by reading you some beautiful words from A Guide to True Peace, a very beautiful devotional which is beloved by many people. And here we go. When Paul speaks of our being led by the Spirit of God, it is not meant that we should cease from action, but that we should act through the internal agency of His grace. This is finely represented by the prophet Ezekiel's vision of the wheels which had a living spirit, and whichsoever the spirit was to go, they went, for the spirit of life was in them. Thus the soul should be equally subservient to the will of that vivifying spirit wherewith it is enlightened, and scrupulously faithful to follow only as that moves. Our activity, therefore, should consist in endeavoring to acquire and maintain such a state as may be most susceptible of divine impressions, most flexible to all the operations of the eternal Word.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Finding Grace. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi everyone, welcome. Today I want to talk about the relationship between our attitude and our well-being. Let's put it that way, our attitude and our well-being. The human being constitutes a whole. Mind, body, and soul. And when something goes wrong at the soul level, it affects the whole being. There is a mind-body connection. There is a soul-mind-body connection. And the soul is supposed to be the governing entity or the governing agent of the whole. But the soul itself is supposed to be governed by God. And you have God, and then Christ, and then the soul, and from the soul extends the body. Let's put it this way. The body is an extension, or let's put it another way. The body is a housing. It's like the mechanical thing that takes us around. Well, you have your soul, then you have your body. And your body, you can walk here and walk there and run here and run there and drive the car here and get an airplane and fly there. And you can do this and that. And so it's very useful. And with the body, very intimately connected, incidentally, with the soul are the hands and the eyes and the ears. Are very intimately connected with the soul, because the hands are an extension of the will, or an extension of what the soul wants to do and how it does it. And likewise, speech, and likewise, the eyes to see and the ears to hear. So all of these are a whole. And then you have a network, a support network that holds it all together and feeds it. And the mind and the body are connected by these nerve pathways and by blood vessels, and you have blood circulating, and the lungs bring in oxygen, and it goes into the blood and it circulates and so on. So it's a marvelous thing. Now, the soul when it is properly grounded, when the soul is close to God and wants to do God's will and is of an accord. Remember, there was a joke. Remember, somebody once said, what kind of a car would Jesus drive? And somebody else said, a Honda. And then somebody said, well, why is that? And the guy said, because in the Bible it says that Jesus and his disciples were all in one accord, something like that. So, yeah, when we are in accord with God and his will, then we have, what's the word to use? We have peace of mind, but we also have a purpose that unites us with God down to your very fingertips. All right? And it's beautiful. And everything serves God. So your body then, your muscles, your tummy, your skin, it all is working for the good. It's all supporting God's will. See, if your soul is doing God's will and wants to do God's will, and deep down in your heart, you want to know the truth, and you want to see what's right and do what's right, then your body will serve that purpose. And so your skin, your heart, your lungs, your tummy, everything works together for the good. And that good is doing God's will, and he is good. And you are an extension of him, and you want to serve him, and therefore your body, see, will want to serve you. So it's all in harmony, and all things, it says in the Bible, all things work for good for those who love the Lord. Well, you can apply that down to your very fingertips, all of your body. What did Christ say? And what did it say in the Bible? Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So when everything in you is serving God, it's in perfect harmony, perfect union, and it's serving the good.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Check out Roland's free resources at sheddingshackles.com. Are you looking for something to help with stress? Is stress interfering with your prayer life? Are you interested in making a fresh start? You've come to the right place. Why not try Roland's free meditation? Roland says that with a sincere attitude, the little meditation may be all you need to get started. What have you got to lose? You've tried everything else. Now try the real deal. The meditation is totally free at sheddingshackles.com. Get started today.
But should a separation occur between your soul and God, for whatever reason, should a separation occur, then how are you going to know God's will? And how are you going to serve him if you're separate from him? Yeah, you can still do what you think he would like, and you can still try to do the right things and obey the law and be fair with people. And you can do all of that, and that is good. And to the extent that you do that, that is good. But it's still somehow disconnected from God. And when there's that disconnection, then error can enter. And then you start responding. See, you, instead of the total being responding to God, loving God, wanting to know the truth, delighting in the truth, like David in his Psalms often said, I love your laws. See, he loved meditating on God's law and thinking about God's law, and he loved all of that. So with all of his heart, that's what he loved. And so, therefore, everything, your eyes, your ears, your voice, your fingers, and of course, this, the whole support system, all is serving this love that you have. You see? So, error, it is quickly seen and eliminated. When something is not true, then you have nothing to do with it. But when there's a disconnect, then other wills can impinge upon the body. Other wills can affect the mind. See, you know, have you ever been around somebody and they're rushing around? They have a way of rushing, or they have a way of creating little drama scenes, or they have a way of always trying to get your attention and get you involved in something. And yeah, there's a lot of people like that. You probably have somebody like that in your own family. But you know what? Sometimes it makes you feel tired. These people are draining to be around. Somehow, they interfere with your peace of mind. So here's the thing. You have to learn how to be around people like that without them affecting you. Because when they affect you, it becomes a subtle pressure on your body, your nerves, your blood, your heart, your mind. It becomes a subtle pressure, another will, see, another something that when it starts to affect you, then the very effect itself is dangerous.
We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com.
Last weekend, I made a program about resentment. And I said that, yeah, we are born of the flesh. We're first of the earth and then of the spirit. And we're born as little egos in a world. We're born to parents who are of the lineage of Adam and Eve. And we're of the lineage of Adam and Eve. So we're born fallen. And therefore, we are born separate to some extent from God, and therefore we become subject to other things. And if you're lucky, if you're fortunate, you have good parents and you're subject to them, and good teachers and good authorities and you're subject to them. It's not as good as being subject directly to God, but, you know, at least it keeps you fairly safe. But when your parents mess up, when you become involved in the peer group, when other people wish to impose their will upon you, or they have other agendas, and because you're vulnerable, you are influenced and affected by them. So we are affected by people around us, all right? And you're just a little kid when you come into the world. You're not yet a full adult where you can take a mental step back and watch the effect people are having upon you and keep it all out there, keep it in the distance. And so you are affected by things. And the more you are affected by things, the more you become vulnerable. See, when you become sensitive, then you become even more sensitive. Instead of getting closer to this oneness with God, you're moving away from it. And eventually everything affects you. Pollen affects you. A change in the weather affects you. The people around you, the way they rush around and the things they do, they affect you. And people's mood affects you, and you hear things and it upsets you. You see what I mean? So you have to find your way back. So you find your way back, and it's very simple. You realize that you are being affected. You realize that somehow you yearn for something. You yearn for the Father you've never known. You yearn for the truth. You yearn for something good and something pure. And and you search for it, and then you begin to find your Creator, and you learn how to be meditative, like I teach with my little meditation. You learn how to have mental distance. You learn how to watch people and not be affected by them. And if you are affected by them, you watch it. You observe it so that it diminishes. See, when you take a mental step back, you're closer to your Creator. Your soul is closer to God. You're closer to that timeless realm. All right.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Just look for Shedding Shackles. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
And then eventually, the closer you get to God, the less you are affected by other people's wills and ways and agendas. And the more you see, once again, become an extension of God, and then you affect others. But if you're the extension of God, then you affect them for the good. You see? So when you're close to Him, you have a little mental distance, and you have like a force field around you. It keeps out the bad. The bad stays on the outside. And only good comes through you. All right. But you're still left with some of these issues, all kinds of physical and emotional and mental issues that came about through this time when you were far from God and very affected by people around you, affected by their craziness, their impatience, their ambition, their agendas, their anger, see, their resentments, their lack of faith. You were affected by that and affected by all things in the environment, very much affected. And so you are left with some of these issues, and now you have to watch them. And as you get closer to God, and as you calm down, and as you begin to walk in God's light, then these things will begin to, well, they surface, you see them, and they resolve themselves. Some of them you need help with, some of them you don't, some of them they just will just go away. But you know, if you were living an improper life, and you were smoking too much and eating the wrong food, and you weren't brushing your teeth, then you end up with all kinds of tooth problems. And then, you got to go to a dentist. You find a good dentist, you go to the dentist. All right. But many of these very subtle and delicate issues that affect our mind and our body, many of them have been complicated or exacerbated by the state of your soul. So the song, it was a song that said, "It is well with my soul." All right. Well, that's what you need. You need it to be well with your soul. And when it's well with your soul, it makes it so much easier on your body. Now, for example, people used to get to you with their teas and their innuendos and their half-truths and their evasions and their agendas and their little insinuations and so on. It made you angry. See, it influenced you, but then sooner or later you saw what they were up to and it made you angry. It made you resentful, and you resented them and so on. Well, all of that, see, affects your body. Resentment affects your body. Being angry at people all the time affects your body. You see what I mean? clamming up and never saying anything and walking around on eggshells and afraid to be yourself, afraid to speak the truth. See, that affects your body. All of these things affect your body. It seems complicated, but remember, it says in the Bible, what was it that Jesus said? Oh, what was it? It was so beautiful. I can't think of what it is now that I was trying to think of. Oh, he said at some point there was something that was really difficult. And Jesus said, with man, it would be impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
With quiet patience, instead of making yourself into a judging God, you remain still. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Can you see how valuable humility is? You don't know how to make things right. That humility is an acknowledgement. You have a need for His love, His compassion. Don't let humans get in the way of that. It's okay to cooperate with them to some extent, but don't let them become the support of your soul, or your roots will go out into the world, and without realizing it, you'll be drawing further away from God. The need for God is a holy need. Let it be a need, and wait for Him to satisfy it. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
At some point, there was something that was really difficult. And Jesus said, with man, it would be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So yeah, you can't unscramble an egg, but you know what? God can unscramble an egg. See, maybe you need help with something, and if you calm down and are less emotional, and now you become more reasonable and you have your common sense again and so forth, then you can find the right person to help you. There's somebody that can help you. And God can help you to find that right person who can help you. See what I mean with your issues? So it all works out. And how it does is just amazing. You know, there aren't enough books that could be written about all the wonderful things that God can do in your life. And it was Adam Smith called it the unseen hand of God. He makes wonderful things happen. When you become an extension of Him, then you'll no longer be an extension of and the end product of all these other influences on you. And up until now, yeah, they have messed with you and they have affected you and they've given you issues. Don't resent that. See, don't resent the fact that you have issues or you feel helpless or that you need help from somebody. Don't resent anything. Don't resent the people who made you the way you are. Don't resent your parents, your dad who failed you, your mom who nagged you or whatever. Don't resent anybody. Remember, we are supposed to be extensions of God. God is love. And you don't even know what love is, but you will. When you get closer to Him, you'll begin to understand what it is. And then someday you'll have love for other people, like Christ had love for people. But in the meantime, remember, we are creatures of love. We're supposed to be. And so if you could do anything for starters, then watch for resentment. And when you see it, just let it go. Don't indulge it. Just watch it and let it pass. And that will get you started. Then you can get my little meditation, my little Christian meditation. It could be very helpful. It teaches you how to calm down and get centered. And it teaches you how to stand back from your thoughts. So one of the things now that's affecting you, I mean, people on the outside affected you, things on the outside affected you. But another thing that affects you are your thoughts. See, the soul is supposed to be on the podium of the mind. You ought to be observing thoughts instead of being lost in thoughts. You should be watching them. And right now, thoughts are your master. Thoughts loom up and upset you and mislead you. And then you resent that. Or you believe them and go along with them and they mislead you. So you have to learn to just stand back and watch them. See? All right. I began today's program by reading a little bit from a book called A Guide to True Peace, and I'd like to read you a little bit more. If any man be in Christ, said Paul, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Man may indeed, or let's say people, may indeed open the window, but it is the Son himself that must give the light. Jesus has exemplified this in the gospel. Martha did what was right, but because she did it in her own spirit, he rebuked her. The spirit of man is restless and turbulent, for which reason it does little, though it would appear to do much. Martha, said Jesus, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. And what was it that Mary had chosen? Repose, tranquility, and peace. She apparently ceased to act, that the Spirit of Christ might act in her. She ceased to live, that Christ might be in her. The many troubles in life come from the soul not abiding in its place, and not being content with the will of God and what is afforded therein. God loves what is done in His own order and of His own will and time, and while you faithfully give yourself up thereto, you will do all things right. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.